Welcome to Colt Stadium in Houston, for the game between the Los Angeles Dodgers and the Houston Astros. Here are the starting lineups. For the Los Angeles Dodgers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Maury Wills. Batting second. The third baseman, Jim Gilliam. Batting third. The left fielder, Wally Moon. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Tommy Davis. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ron Fairley. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Frank Howard. Batting seventh. The catcher, John Roseboro. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Marv Breeding. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sandy Koufax. Pitching for the Los Angeles Dodgers, Sandy Koufax. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bob Lillis. Batting second. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting third. The third baseman, Bob Aspromonte. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Carl Warwick. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jim Wynn. Batting sixth. The catcher, John Bateman. Batting 7th. The first baseman, Rusty Staub. Batting 8th. The center fielder, Howie Goss. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Bob Bruce. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Bob Bruce. And now, play ball. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Wills hits a line drive into right field. Warwick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gilliam batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Gilliam takes first base on ball 4. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Moon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Staub scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Moon for the out. Gilliam moves to second. 2 outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Davis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wynn, who is chasing the ball. Davis reaches third base with a triple. Gilliam scores. It's 1-0, Dodgers. Ron Fairley batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Fairley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Davis scores. It's 2-0, Dodgers. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Howard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lillis hits a pop-up towards third. Gilliam settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Temple hits a fly ball into right field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gilliam fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Astros nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Roseboro strikes out. 1 out. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Breeding hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Sandy Koufax is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Koufax strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Warwick strikes out. 1 out. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Wynn strikes out. Two outs. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Bateman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Astros nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills is 0 for 1 in the game. Wills hits a fly ball into center field. Goss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Gilliam is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Gilliam hits a ball on the ground towards first. Staub fields the ball and throws to Bruce covering. Safe. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. There goes Gilliam. The throw from Bateman and he is safe. Gilliam steals second. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Moon is 0 for 1 in the game. Moon strikes out. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Goss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Staub hits a fly ball into right field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Howie Goss is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Goss hits a pop-up towards first. Fairly settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Bruce is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Bruce hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Koufax fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Astros nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Fairley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bruce fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 1 in the game. Howard hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bateman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Roseborough is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Roseborough is 0 for 1 in the game. Roseborough hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Aspromonte settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lillis is 0 for 1 in the game. Lillis hits a fly ball into left field. Moon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Temple batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Temple is 0 for 1 in the game. Temple hits a pop-up towards first. Fairly settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0 for 1 in the game. Aspromonte hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Astros nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Breeding is 0 for 1 in the game. Breeding hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sandy Koufax is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Koufax is 0 for 1 in the game. Koufax takes first base on ball 4. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Wills is 0-for-2 in the game. Wills takes first base on ball 4. Koufax moves to second. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gilliam is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gilliam hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple misplays the ball. That's an error on Temple. Koufax moves to third. Wills moves to second. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moon is 0-for-2 in the game. Moon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Staub fields it, throws to home for 1, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick is 0-for-1 in the game. Warwick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wills fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Wynn hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gilliam settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Bateman is 0-for-1 in the game. Bateman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Warwick moves to second. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-1 in the game. Staub hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rosboro settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Howie Goss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goss is 0-for-1 in the game. Goss hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fairley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Astros nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Davis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There goes Davis. The throw from Bateman and he is safe. Davis steals second. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Fairley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Fairley strikes out. 1 out. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Howard is 0-for-2 in the game. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Davis moves to third. Two outs. John Rosboro is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Rosboro is 0-for-2 in the game. Rosboro hits a ball on the ground towards first. Staub scoops it up and throws to first, with Bruce covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Bruce is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bruce is 0-for-1 in the game. Bruce strikes out. 1 out. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Lillis is 0-for-2 in the game. Lillis hits a pop-up towards short. Will settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Temple is 0-for-2 in the game. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gilliam fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Astros nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding is 0-for-2 in the game. Breeding hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. one out. Sandy Koufax is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Koufax is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Koufax hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Wills is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Wills hits a fly ball into left field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Aspromonte is 0 for 2 in the game. Aspromonte hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Breeding settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Carl Warwick batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Warwick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Warwick hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Wynn is 0 for 2 in the game. Wynn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bateman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bateman hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fairley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Astros nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Gilliam is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gilliam hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Moon is 0 for 3 in the game. Moon strikes out. 1 out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Davis is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Davis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gilliam moves to second. Ron Fairley batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Fairley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Staub scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fairley for the out. Gilliam moves to third. Davis moves to second. 2 outs. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Howard is 0 for 3 in the game. Howard hits a line drive into right field. Warwick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Wally Moon now playing right field. Tommy Davis now playing left field. Willie Davis now playing center field. Rusty Staub batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Staub is 0 for 2 in the game. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fairley juggles the ball. That's an error on Fairley. Howie Goss is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Goss is 0 for 2 in the game. Goss hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Hal Smith pinch hits for Bob Bruce. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Smith hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fairley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Lillis is 0 for 3 in the game. Lillis hits a line drive into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Astros nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Hal Woods-Hick now pitching. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Roseboro is 0 for 3 in the game. Roseboro hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Breeding is 0 for 3 in the game. Breeding hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sandy Koufax is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Koufax is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Koufax strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Temple is 0 for 3 in the game. Temple hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Aspromonte batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Aspromonte is 0 for 3 in the game. Aspromonte hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Warwick is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Warwick hits a pop-up towards short. Will settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Los Angeles Dodgers, 2, and Houston Astros, 0. Goodbye from Colt Stadium in Houston.